There's a YouTube channel, I think it's called Audit the Audit. Audit the Audit. There's so much truth in that, it's not even funny, because you're supposed to audit yourself. You're supposed to pay attention to your surroundings, like audit your surroundings. You have to audit other people's motives, like salesmen, psychopaths, sociopaths, narcissists. And the funny thing about it is, it could be the corporations. The way the corporations work, they're not going to come to you directly. They're going to do it with like subliminals. And then they're going to try to make you think you're crazy if you ask any questions, you know. They're doing wrong, but they want to make it look like your insight or your observations are wrong. The government, the city, the state, they all work the same. Think about it. If you were to approach the narcissist and call them out on something, say, you know, why are you manipulating? You're imagining that. Why are you using coercion? You're imagining that. Audit the audit continually. All the time. That's what the book of Proverbs is for. So if you read the book of Proverbs and memorize it, I know I memorized it as a child before I even got saved. You audit the audit. You can see the scorner. You can see the Jezebel. You can see the Delilah. You can see the murderer, the thief. They all have patterns. And somebody says, what do you mean they all have patterns? Is that profiling? Yeah. The way they talk, the way they walk, and the way they sit, they all have patterns. And when they're probing you, you can probe them. This is what I'm saying. When you audit the audit, so the audit is auditing you, but you're auditing them. Just by their, it's impossible. You learn this in engineering school. If you measure something, whatever it is can measure back. If you send a signal somewhere, people can read that signal and send one back. This is why it's so hard to secure your computer and stuff. Because if you send a signal out, they can send one back. Every conversation is a signal. It's sending a message out. If I ask you a question, you can tell by my questions what my motive is. You know? If you have enough discernment, if you're self-aware, it's all about being self-aware. So this is how the narcissistic system works, the CIA or whoever, the corporate system. They'll use one person, and you think it's a customer, but it's actually an agent. You know, what do they call those people, like in the grocery stores or the food stores, where they send these mystery shoppers, right? You don't even know it's a mystery shopper, but they're auditing you through a third party. Do you not think the government does that? Do you not think that the corporation do that? Do you not think that other people do that? They're auditing you through a third party. It never fails. Instead of them asking directly, they go through a third party. Why? Truth is rare in this world. There's a such thing as lies and deception, but there's also such a thing as like under the radar stuff, you know, like the witches. They're always under the radar. It could be your parents. It could be your children. Your children are, think about your children. They're dependent on you, so they're watching everything you do, right? They know everything. They know your habits or patterns or whatever. And so you get in a mindset where you just follow that AI program. You're just running on a program and not even aware of what you're doing, whether it's spanking your child or disciplining your child or correcting your child. And the child's more aware than the parent most of the time, because the child sees the AI program. The parent's not self-aware. You can see this with some Dr. Phil parents that he interviewed for many years. They don't even know they're running on a program. Spouses, husbands and wives running on programs. They're not even self-aware. They're focused on the other person, but they're not focused on themselves. I'll give you an example today. I'm supposed to do two things at two different... I'm supposed to be at two places at one time at 8:30. Now, how's that possible? I'm auditing the audit. How is that even possible that people expect me to be at two places at one time that don't even communicate? It's either a setup, or it's either the universe is testing me, or it's either just something to try to worry me, which I'm not going to worry about it. But it's always something out there that the devil... trying to put you under some kind of what if this happens, or what if I can't get it done, or what if this happens. The devil's always doing that. The matrix, the fallen system. Some of the stuff is a reflection of yourself, but because you rub shoulders with so many sinners in the world, it's a reflection of them, and you're in a system that was created by people around you. And so the only way to break it, start speaking truth into the matrix. And speaking of that, the only free speech platform that I've seen lately is Instagram. I always look for the free speech platforms. Instagram, there's a lot of truth being spoken on Instagram right now. A lot of it I said like 6 years ago, and now I'm seeing it. But I went to the whole truth, the whole pie, and these people are just making little snippets, but that's okay. And it's so I know some of the stuff I said 6 years ago is starting to appear on Instagram, so I know I put it out there and it spread. I know that for a fact. Like when I break a word into part, I put a dot between the cognates and the letters, and people started doing that, and it spread like wildfire. So whatever you're doing, it's propagating out into the matrix, the world. Now, they might take what you do and twist it and turn it upside down and take the meaning out of context, but it doesn't matter. At least it's going out there, and somebody might see through it. There's always this person, like, in the one person out in Russia or China or somewhere, like there was this mathematician. Nobody could solve this mathematical problem. So this Russian way out in the middle of nowhere in Russia, he solved it. And they wanted to bring him and interview him. He said, no, I don't want to be interviewed. I just do math as a hobby, you know. He didn't want any recognition. There's a lot of little pockets out there in the world, people who can see through this matrix, and they never get heard, you know. And if they do get heard, what does the herd mind say? What was that? If they do get heard by the herd, what does the herd mind do? They twist it and turn it and make it into something it wasn't. Say that he said something he didn't say, you know. Or she, or whoever it was. If they say something deep, they'll twist it. Like they'll talk about Calvinism, and you really think about it, Calvin wasn't even a Calvinist. Crazy. the wildest thing. If you say it's faith alone and Jesus alone, somehow they'll twist that and say it's faith plus works. If you say something about the magician priest class, they'll twist everything, because they can't hear you and they don't know the context, because people take it out of context. Everything's out of context when it just kind of goes around that game where people jumped in the next chair, and by the end of the to the last chair, it was all out of context, you know. Crazy world. Audit yourself, audit your surroundings, audit your motive, audit the reality that you are trying to think of. Look, I'm trying to do a remodel, and I'm sitting here thinking I can get it done in such and such time. I said I'd have it done in April. I should have audited myself, saying, no, it's a lot of work. I just need to take my time, do it right. It might take me a year or a year and a half even. It's worth it if you just take your time and do it right, because it lasts. Stuff comes up. Health issues, car issues, financial issues, all kinds of stuff shows up on the scene. You know? All kinds of stuff can show up on the scene at any time. You never know. So audit yourself. And when somebody's auditing you, make sure you don't get defensive. Just audit them, and then make sure you do what's healthy. Make sure you do what's healthy. Make sure you know the dead corporate system wants you to be dead like them. So make sure you do what's right for your mental health or your life quality of life. You see what I'm saying? Because if you don't, they'll destroy you. Because they're vampires. They're vampires. Because it's a dead corporation. It's a dead corpse. It's a vampire.